Today we are blessed to be in the fifth Sunday of the Coptic month. And we know that most months, whether Coptic months, who are exactly 30 days each, or the other months, which can vary from 28 to 31, typically have how many Sundays? Four Sundays, because 30 divided by 7 is 4. However, there's a remainder of 2, so every now and then we're blessed to have a fifth Sunday. And today is the fifth Sunday of the Coptic month. And the church arranges for us to read this reading that you just heard, a reading full of blessings when we are blessed to have a fifth or an extra Sunday, if you will, in the Coptic month. The church reads for us this gospel of the Lord, famous feeding the 5,000, wonderful miracle full of blessings. And those who attended last night in Vespers heard the same reading, but from St. Matthew's gospel. And this morning at Matins, you would have heard the deacon read the same reading from St. Mark's gospel. And now, as you just heard during the liturgy, we read the same miracle from St. Luke's gospel. And because of the importance of this miracle, the church also puts us this reading every day in the Ishbeya in the ninth hour. As you know, in the ninth hour gospel, we read, "And the apostles, when they had returned, told them all that they had done. Then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. But when the multitudes knew it, they followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing." Then it continues, "When the day began to wear away, the 12 came and said to him, 'Send the multitude away,' and the rest, as you heard in the gospel reading." And as you know, this miracle is very important for many reasons, but it also was a symbol or a foreshadowing of the sacrament of the Holy Communion. The Holy Communion sacrament was not yet established when this miracle was performed by the Lord. When was Holy Communion established? When did the Lord establish the sacrament of communion? On what day? Thursday of Holy Week, known as Covenant Thursday or Good Thursday, Covenant Thursday, because the Lord established the sacrament of Holy Communion, the beginning of a new covenant with us before his crucifixion. So when this miracle of feeding the 5,000 was performed, he had not yet established the sacrament of communion, but was preparing the people to accept the sacrament. In the miracle of today, the feeding of the 5,000, we see that the Lord looked up to heaven, giving thanks to God the Father. He blessed, he broke, and he gave to the disciples to set before the multitudes. What did he bless and what did he break in this miracle? He blessed and broke the 5 loaves and the 2 fish to feed the multitude. What would he later bless and break on Covenant Thursday? On Covenant Thursday, he's blessing, he's breaking his own holy body mystically to be given for the remission of our sins and for eternal life to those who believe in him. And what does the priest bless and break every liturgy? The priest blesses and breaks the same holy body, the risen body of Christ, mystically to be given for the remission of my sins and for eternal life to those who believe in him. So back to the miracle of 5,000, it is important. It was a symbol where we see the Lord looking up to heaven, giving thanks, blessing, breaking, and distributing his blessings, like he would later institute in the sacrament of the Holy Communion, when he would look up to heaven, give thanks, bless, break, and distribute his own life-giving body to be given to each one of us. So today we want to contemplate quickly about 2 statements made by the Lord in today's miracle of feeding the 5,000. We'll contemplate about 2 short statements he made to his disciples, the first being, "You give them something to eat," and the second being, make them sit down in groups of 50. First, you give them something to eat. The disciples, as good servants, faithful servants, caring about those whom they serve, when they saw that roughly, say, 20,000 people, 5,000 men, not counting the additional women and the children, roughly 20,000 had been following the Lord, and the day began to wear away, meaning it was getting to be nighttime, starting to get dark, people need to eat, people need to rest, they asked the Lord to send the multitude away that they may go into the regions nearby to get find places to rest and to get food, because they said, we are in a deserted place. But he said to them, you give them something to eat. And don't forget that before this, the Lord had sent the apostles away into the different towns, two by two, to minister and preach and heal. And they had come back rejoicing. And as we read in the ninth hour gospel, every day, the apostles, when they had returned, told them all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately. So he was supposed to be having a private meeting with his apostles in a deserted place belonging to the city of Bethsaida. But when the multitudes knew it, they followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. So the disciples probably themselves had just come back from this great mission and had probably not had a chance to rest themselves, wanted some time with the Lord. And then they were approached, or the Lord was approached by a great multitude who followed him, wanting to hear, wanting to be healed. But when the disciples saw that it was getting dark, they feared for the people. They need rest, they need to be fed. So they asked the Lord to send the multitude away. And of course, it's great that we are caring about each other and that the apostles cared about those whom they served. But it perhaps would have been better for them to leave it to the Lord to decide what to do. It's fine for me to say to the Lord, the people are hungry, the people are tired. They don't need to tell the Lord how to deal with the situation by sending the multitude away. So the Lord replies, you give them something to eat. But we have nothing compared to the problem or the situation ahead of us. We have nothing. We have 5 loaves. You give them something to eat is a commandment to serve. It is a commandment to help. But we have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. The Lord may come to you or come to me and say, go serve. I have no time. Lord may say to me, get up to pray. I only have 5 minutes. Lord may come to me to help others. I have no energy to help myself. The Lord may say to serve others, and I say, I have no more than 5 talents. The disciples said, we have no more than 5 loaves. Very little indeed compared to what is needed. Little talent, little time, little energy. But the Lord says, it's okay, bring them here to me. Bring me your 5 loaves, your 5 minutes, your 5 talents, and I can bless them. The Lord gave you 5 minutes. Bring them to the Lord, and he can bless your 5 minutes, your time, and your effort. He may have given you 5 talents, or 1 talent, or 2 talents. Bring them to the Lord. He can bless you and your talents, and you can be a blessing to others. When the Lord says, you give them something, it is a call to action. And not just for servants, but for parents, for children, for brothers and sisters, for each one of us. Bring the little that you have to the Lord, and he can and he will bless it, bless you, and you will be a source of blessings to those around you. Bring what you have to the Lord, and he will bless it. So when he says, you give them something, it is a sign that we need to wake up and to help others. Even if we only have 5 minutes or 5 talents, take the little, give it in his hands, he will bless. Because that's what he does, that's his specialty. He specializes in blessings. He blessed us with a fifth Sunday this month. He can bless the five loaves. He can bless your 5 minutes. I need to take my little time, my little effort, perhaps my little money or resources, and give them to the Lord so that he could bless me, bless you, your effort, your time, your resources, and those around you. So that's what the Lord says when he says, you give them something. And he continues and says, if you have nothing or very little, bring them to me, and I will take it from here. Second statement we wanted to talk about quickly was when the Lord says, make them sit down in groups of 50. We see here how very organized and orderly the Lord is. He will feed the multitude, but he has a specific plan, a specific way, a specific order. Things don't just happen chaotically or haphazardly. And similarly, of course, in his house, in his church, he has set up a specific order, a specific way of doing things, a specific way of administering the sacraments. He made them sit down in groups of 50. It is important that in the church especially, we have an orderly life, an orderly way of doing things in his house. For example, one may ask, why do I need to come to church at all? Why can't I pray at home? Of course, I can, I should pray at home. There's a need for me to pray in my quiet room, but that doesn't take away from my need to come here to church, because here is where he asked me to sit down in groups of 50 so I can partake of his Holy Communion. He made them sit down in groups of 50. Someone else may ask, why do I need to fast at specific times or seasons? Am I not free to drink and eat what I want? Yes, we are all free. But there are specific rules to join us together in a spirit of unity. Guided by the Lord through his Holy Spirit, we are asked to share and be united in specific fasts. He made them sit down in groups of 50. There is an order in the church and in the way the church administers the holy sacraments. This order was not made by man, but it was set by the Lord. And our God, as we know, is very organized, excellent in planning, and as we see it in the ranks of his angels, the Lord has excellent planning, organizational skills. He does things in an orderly, organized fashion. He made them sit down in groups of 50. Then he took the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them. And then what? He gave them to the disciples to set before the multitude. He gave to the 12 apostles to distribute. Why didn't he give them to anyone else? This is his decision. It's his blessing. It's his plan. It's his order. For example, one may ask, why didn't he give them to the women to distribute? We know that many devout, holy, saintly women were following the Lord to minister to him. Why didn't he ask them to distribute the blessings? And as we said at the beginning, this miracle of feeding the 5,000 is also a symbol of the sacrament of communion that the Lord would later institute on Holy Thursday. And as you know, the sacrament of Holy Communion, it is ministered to us by the apostles and by their successors who are appointed through them by the Lord, the patriarchs, bishops, and priests. And just as the sacrament of Holy Communion is to be administered by the apostles and their successors, the priests, so also the Lord willed for the symbol of the sacrament, for this miracle to be distributed by the apostles. Here again we see the Lord has a specific order in his church. It is his blessing. It is his decision. It is his body, it is his right to decide how it is to be distributed. And this is important in this ultra-modern age that we live in, to recognize that while we are free as children of God, that our freedom needs to be within the Lord, not contradicting the Lord. So finally, to summarize, every time we have a fifth Sunday in the Coptic month, the church puts for us this story full of blessing, feeding the 5,000. And we said that when we hear the Lord says, you give them something to eat, it's a call to action for each of us, servants, parents, children, brothers and sisters, to serve and to help each other in the Lord. And then when we hear the Lord say, make them sit down in groups of 50, we remember that the Lord and his house and his sacraments are orderly, organized. There's a specific way he wants us to do things. And so we love him, we honor his wishes, we respect him and obey him. Glory be to God forever. Amen.